Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 2024. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P/ASX 200 closed up 0.5% today to 7,684 points, with tech stocks performing best, followed by healthcare and financials. The worst performing sub-index was the energy sector. All the big banks did well, with Commonwealth Bank, National Australia Bank and Westpac all up by more than 1%. The big miners tended to underperform, as did Wesfarmers. CSL, Macquarie Group and Goodman Group did well. There were strong performers from a range of sectors. In fact, the top four stocks were as Mineral Sands Group, Iluka, Tabcorp, Ramsay Health and Flight Centre. That is an eclectic bunch. Gold miner Northern Star fell 4% following mixed results in its third quarter production results, as well as a more general sell-off in gold stocks. Transport and logistics group Brambles provided a trading update and its share price tumbled 6%. Clearly, investors didn't like that one. Select Harvest share price tumbled 10%, even though it's set for a bumper 2024 almond crop. In fact, it will probably be one of the biggest crops ever. Alas, almond prices remain very soft on the back of a boom US season. And finally, Seven Group Holdings has moved to more than 82% of cement and asphalt group Boral. Story number two, local bond fund First Sentia is going to shut down its Aussie fixed income and global credit business, handing $13 billion back to investors. The fund, which was formerly part of Colonial First State Global Asset Management, was one of the biggest local bond funds at one point. First Sentia will also close down its Emerging Companies and Equity Income Strategies Fund, handing back about $1 billion to investors. Essentially, the funds weren't attracting enough clients and fees, so the manager decided to shut them down and give the money back. Story number three, US bond yields keep creeping higher, suggesting that traders are now contemplating the idea that rates in the world's biggest economy could rise again. In fact, traders have priced in a 20% chance of an increase over the next 12 months. At the beginning of the year, they had priced in 6 rate cuts. Now there's a chance of a rate hike. It follows a run of stronger than expected economic data and signs that inflation has stabilized without falling back into the Federal Reserve's preferred target band. It's really a pretty remarkable turnaround in sentiment. Story number four, superannuation funds were up for the fifth consecutive month in March, with the median growth fund delivering a near 2% return. For the first 3 months of the year, the median return is almost 9%. That's what a surging share market can do. Super funds are on track to record a 13th positive year out of 15 years. The figures reflect the median growth fund that's got 61 to 80% in growth assets. That's the good news. This month, there's been a lot more volatility in markets. Shares haven't performed so well. Since the introduction of compulsory super in January 1992, the median growth fund has returned 8% each year. The average annual inflation rate is 2.6%, giving a real return of 5.4%. Now that's well above the typical 3.5% target. Super funds have done pretty well in this country. And story number five, Columbia University cancelled in-person classes. Dozens of protesters were arrested at New York University and Yale, and the gates to Harvard Yard were closed as some of the most prestigious US universities sought to defuse campus tensions over Israel's war with Hamas. More than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators who had camped out on Columbia's Green were arrested last week, and similar camps have sprouted up at universities around the country as schools struggle with where to draw the line between allowing free expression while maintaining safe and inclusive campuses. According to Associated Press, the protests have pitted students against each other, with pro-Palestinian students demanding that their schools condemn Israel's assault on Gaza and divest from companies that sell weapons to Israel. Some Jewish students, meanwhile, say much of the criticism of Israel has veered into anti-Semitism and made them feel unsafe. That's it for the afternoon report for Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 2024. Michael Thompson and I will be back tomorrow morning with a Wednesday edition of Fear and Greed Business News. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your day.